Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Let's talk now with the leader of the Conservative Party of Canada. All the polling suggests, if an election were held today, Mr. Pierre Poilievre would become the Prime Minister of this country in short order. Mr. Poilievre, thank you so much for coming back.
Thank you very much for having me, Mr. Green.
Let's start on the safe drug supply issue. That was a big issue in Parliament earlier this week, and it's a huge issue nationally, not just in British Columbia. What is your bottom line sense of this program? What do you think needs to be done?
Well, first of all, we have to stop using the government's lies. It's not safe supply. That's just the government propaganda language, and it is a falsehood. It is unsafe. It is they're giving out heroin-grade opioids paid for by your tax dollars. We now know for a fact that large amounts of those opioids are resold into high schools, given to kids. Those kids then risk overdose. Furthermore, they graduate to even more dangerous fentanyl. And since this experiment of giving out tax-funded drugs began, we've seen over a 200% increase in overdose deaths. So Justin Trudeau says he's interested in following the evidence. Well, the evidence is that he's killing people with this policy of giving out drugs. 40,000 have died since he became prime minister. I will end this program of paying for unsafe opioids, and instead put the money into treatment and recovery services to bring our loved ones home drug-free.
Are you crossing over into provincial territory? Not that I disagree with you, but are you crossing over into provincial territory?
No. The federal government is funding, under Justin Trudeau, is funding these programs with federal money. So I have every right to cancel these programs and redirect the money to treatment centers, directly to treatment centers that actually get people off drugs. There are literally hundreds of them. They're fantastic. They get almost no support from the government because the government doesn't want to get people off drugs. The government wants to keep people hooked so that they can keep running. These are the bureaucracies that are fed by this misery can perpetuate and expand every day and in every way. So I'm going to cut off all that bureaucracy, the radical activists, the drugs, and I'm going to put the money into backing in treatment centers that have a track record of getting people off drugs. That's common sense.
All right. That's quite an accusation, but I'm going to move on to other issues here. The Foreign Interference Public Inquiry, the preliminary report. We've just been talking to Michelle Junokatsuya, former CSIS chief of the Asia-Pacific unit, whose unit was shut down after it warned of China's interference in Canada's business. Did anything really surprise you that came out of that interim report?
No. It's everything I've been saying all along, which is that Justin Trudeau has made Canada into a playground for foreign interference. And that's because he benefits from that interference. The Chinese government has tried to keep Trudeau in power in both 2019 and 2021 because he shares their ideology. He of course, famously said that he admires China's basic communist dictatorship, and he's never retracted that. And since that time, we found that Beijing has intervened to try and keep him in power. And he knew about it. He was briefed on it. He did absolutely nothing. And the report found that he, in cases where he did know of evidence of foreign interference, he didn't intervene because he was worried that doing so would hurt his election chances. So he put himself ahead of the country's democracy, as he always does. It's yet another reason why Justin Trudeau is not worth the cost, the crime, the corruption, and we need a new common sense prime minister.
Mr. Poilievre, you wrote an op-ed that appeared in the National Post in which you challenge corporations and umbrella organizations to change how they deal with the federal government for the betterment of Canadian citizens. What are you telling us?
I'm telling businesses to fire their lobbyists We have these useless money-sucking lobbyists on Parliament Hill who basically suck up to the Liberal government while the government attacks entrepreneurs, investors, and by consequence, workers. And it hasn't worked. I mean, the reason that Trudeau is able to continue attacking our employers is because there's no political consequence. The worst that will happen is his ministers will get yet another lunch invite to the Ritzy Rito Club to have a conversation. And that doesn't work. They need to bring their message right to the Canadian people. And I've said to these businesses, if you want me to consider implementing your policies, you need to convince the trucker in Fort Alberni or the welder in Trois-Rivières or the single mom waitress in Barrie that it's good for them. And when they tell me they want it, then I will do it. But not until then, because we're going to be a party that's on the side of the common people and not the Ottawa lobbyists.
Let me ask you about the university encampments. We have another one that's going to start next week at the University of Manitoba, where we understand we have them in Quebec and Ontario at this juncture. What would you do about this? How do you interpret what's going on?
Look, this is a logical consequence of the divisive woke agenda that has turned people against each other, grouped them by ethnicity and religion, and then turned them against each other. Our university campuses have been pushing this Trudeauian idea of wokeism that divides people against each other and pushes radicalism. And it's not surprising that here and now we have these radical ideologies metastasizing into anti-Semitic encampments, protests, fire bombings of synagogues, things we never would have imagined we'd see in Canada before Trudeau. We've got to stop dividing by race, by ethnicity, by religion, and start uniting our people around a common Canadian value of individual freedom and responsibility.
So I just want to be sure of something that I think you said about 2 minutes ago. And did you say that Trudeau is intentionally funding illicit drug use to benefit the Liberal Party, or did I misunderstand?
I think the way I would put it is that these bureaucracies, active agencies, and interest groups that are getting the federal funding have a vested interest in keeping the problem going. The last thing that they would want is to have their funding ended. And so everything they do seems to be designed to perpetuate and worsen the problem. And in that regard, they have succeeded. They have worsened the problem. Everywhere in Canada where this money is being handed out, everywhere, the problem is getting worse. The encampments are growing. The downtown east side used to be a very unique and unusual place. Now, those types of encampments exist on Vancouver Island, in the British Columbia interior, all across the towns and cities of Ontario. But we never had this before. But, you know, there are all of these interest groups that want to perpetuate the cycle because that's how they get their money. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I'm going to cut off these interest groups and put the money into treatment and recovery to bring our loved ones home drug-free.
We're going to have an election. Maybe later this year, Mr. Trudeau says it'll be.
I just want to say something else. What is this wacko thinking? Like, it's been.
Am I supposed to expel you from this program now?
you are, actually. But, like, you know, people are upset that I'm using language like that. How else do you describe it when 2,500 people die in the year that follows the decriminalization of these hard drugs in BC? The BC government, which is an NDP government, says this was a total mistake. We need to reverse it. And now, 10 days later, Trudeau is still not reversing it. He is allowing people to smoke meth in hospital rooms and blow the fumes in the face of nurses who have to get home and breastfeed their kids in parks where children play. it is legal to smoke crack and shoot up heroin. And he's had 10 days since the provincial government has asked him to reverse this, and he still hasn't done it.
Yeah. Yep. Mr. Polyev, good talking to you, and I'm not going to expel you. You can say wacko anytime you want on this program.
Axe the tax, build the homes, fix the budget, stop the crime.
Thanks for the time. Thanks.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.